a story, a lady who brought false witnesses. She brought them to lie on her behalf. Now the question is, can she bring any more witnesses to help her case? Two answers. One answer, no, she has a reputation of bringing false witnesses, like a chazakah, so they don't trust her anymore. And the second answer is, yes, she can bring more. Why? Because just because she is dishonest doesn't mean that the next witnesses will be. You know, you're talking about everybody else. She's being dishonest, but who says that other people are going to be dishonest? She can't force people to lie. And there's also a comparison of the severity of this case and the one in the Mishnah is given, which we'll see about that. And the connection is, this is Mishnah related. And now the Gemara. Hahi itita, isha achat, there was one lady, da'atai sahadeh, sheheviya edim, she was bringing witnesses to help her case. Ve'ishtakur, they were found mishakrim, lying. Now, whether this was hazama or hachasha is a discussion of the rabbis. But either way, they were proven to be that they were contradicting themselves or whatever it was, and they were proven to be lying. Aite sahadeh, and again, she brought hevia edim, she brought other edim, ve'ishtakur, and they also were found to be lying. Azla halcha, she went, aite, to bring, hevia sa'adeh acharineh, de la ishtakur. She now brought witnesses that were actually telling the truth and helping her case. But the rabbis wonder if they should listen to these two witnesses because of already what happened. So it says, Amar Resh Lakish, huchzekazo. This one, this lady has a chazakah that she's bringing bad people and liars, so we're not going to accept this third set, even though it seems like they're going to help her out and that they're telling the truth. We're not going to accept it. It seems a chazakah by two is the way Resh Lakish is learning. Usually we say by three, but here she did it two times and it's enough to say we don't accept any more. Amar le Rabbi Elazar. So Rabbi Elazar said, different opinion. He said, Im hi huchzeka, if she has a chazaka to do this, to lie, kol Yisrael mi huchzeku, is all of Israel going to be liars and have a chazaka to be liars? Meaning, she's telling other people to lie, that's true, but who says they have to listen? Everyone has free will. So just because she's a liar doesn't mean anybody else that comes in, they're going to use their free will to lie, meaning they don't have a chazakah on it. That's the point. So we have to accept everybody's testimony, Rabbi Elazar says. Now it says another story. Zimnin havu yatvi kameh derbi Yochanan. There was a time that they were sitting in front of Rabbi Yochanan, meaning Resh Lakish and Rabbi Elazar were sitting with Rabbi Yochanan. And it says, Ata ki hai ma'aseh, ba ma'aseh ke gon zeh, a similar case like this came lekamaihu lifnehem, in front of them, and they had to make a decision. So Amar Resh Lakish said what he said before, huzekalo zo, this one, meaning this person, could be a lady or a man now, we don't know the case in this spot, but there's a chazaka, if they lied twice already, we don't let them bring more witnesses. Amar le Rabbi Yochanan, so now Rabbi Yochanan says, which we didn't hear from Rabbi Yochanan before, it was Resh Lakish and Rabbi Elazar. Now Resh Lakish said his opinion again, and now Rabbi Yochanan is going to say what he thinks. So he said, Im huchzeka zo, if this one has a chazaka to be a liar, kol Yisrael mi huchzeku, does that mean all of Israel is going to be liars? So he took the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, and he said the same words. Hadar chazyeh l'Rabbi Elazar bishut. Hadar, like hechzir, he turned his face. V'hibit chazyeh, he saw, he looked at Rabbi Elazar bishut, with like ra'ah, with an ayin ra'a, meaning not good. He looked at him with a displeasing look. Because, and he told him, Amale shama'at mile me bar nafcha vela amratli mishemeh. You heard these words from the son of the blacksmith, which was Rabbi Yochanan, and you didn't tell it to me in his name? Meaning he said the same words, Rabbi Yochanan. So obviously, Rabbi Elazar took the words from him. So he said, why didn't you tell me it was from Rabbi Yochanan? And he respects him, Resh Lakish. He might have accepted that opinion at the time of the earlier discussion. And the Gemara leaves it here. Maybe Resh Lakish retracted, maybe not, now that he knows that his brother-in-law, Rabbi Yochanan, holds that way. And that's just the end of this piece. But now the Gemara continues to say, let's make some comparisons. Lema lomar, is this to say, Resh Lakish damar k'Rabbi Yehuda, v'Rabbi Yochanan damar k'Rabbanan? Can we take the two rabbis that were in the Mishnah, which was Rabbi Yehuda and the rabbis, and make comparisons between the two here, the Resh Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan? Now, why would it be a comparison? Because in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda said, we stop the witnesses when they're coming in too many. You don't let them keep coming in because we think there's a plot over here. So you stop them. Same thing, Resh Lakish was saying, you stop the lady from bringing more people in. So it's almost like the same type of an opinion. Whereas the Chachamim said, no, let them, even if there's 100 in the Mishnah, let them keep coming and we kill them all. Let them keep coming on. And that's what Rabbi Yochanan said. He said, is all of Israel going to lie? Which means let them all keep testifying. So it looks like we can put together and group together these rabbis. However, the Gemara is going to say it's not really such a great proof. Because Amar Lach Resh Lakish, Resh Lakish would tell you, meaning he's not here, they didn't ask him. They're just saying, the Gemara now saying, maybe we can lump them together, but we're going to say that Resh Lakish would tell you, Ana da Amri Lach, Ani She'amarti Lach, meaning I that say what I say, Afilu l'rabanan, it also fits and goes with the rabbis. Meaning what I say here will also fit the rabbis, that they would agree. Even though in the Mishnah they said, let the witnesses keep on coming, here in our case, I said, Resh Lakish saying, I said, let's stop it. But the rabbis would agree with me here. This that I'm saying here, Afilu l'rabanan, it also works well with the rabbis' opinion. Why? Because Ad Kan, meaning until now, meaning we never heard until now that the rabbis say, Lo ka amri rabbanan, they don't say hatam, that over there, in the case of the Mishnah, that they keep on letting the witnesses keep on coming, because it's deleka deka mehadar. Ein mi shemachzir, there's no one who's bringing other people around. Meaning, you don't have that in the case of the Mishnah. That's why they're allowing other groups to come. Aval hacha, but here in this case, like me, ikaha deka mehadira. Yes, you have someone like the lady who's bringing around other people. So that's why we can suspect the lady's case and not the case in the Mishnah. And now let's work the other way. V'Rabbi Yochanan amalach, Rabbi Yochanan can also say, Ana d'amri, that which I say, afilu l'Rabbi Yehuda, will also work for Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. Again, Rabbi Yehuda said to stop the proceeding, and Rabbi Yochanan said, no, let it keep on going. Ad kan lo ka'amar Rabbi Yehuda hatam. Until now, meaning so far, Rabbi Yehuda does not say over there, which means he says over there, meaning he doesn't say over there except for what's going to be the next line. That's how you read it. This lo ka'amar, like it said on the other case of Resh Lakish. So it means he only says over there, which was in the Mishnah, that you stop the proceeding. The reason he said it over there was de amrinan, because we say Atu kule alma, is all the world gonna come gabe hane havu kaime? Is gonna come and stand in front of these two guys? Meaning, how are these two witnesses saying, they were with me, they were with me, they were with me, what, the whole world was with them? Now, of course, we said, according to the opinion that they believe, yes, maybe there was some kind of a vacation and they were all together. But Rabbi Yehuda finds that unlikely. And he says, Aval hacha, but here, hane yad'i besaduta, these people, elle, are going to say the testimony, they'll know testimony. Vehane la yad'i besaduta, and these might not know the testimony, meaning one group has nothing to do with the other. So it's plausible to let them keep on talking, in this case with the lady, and still I say to stop in the case of the Mishnah. So all we did was prove you cannot compare the two cases and these opinions to be the same.